Hello.
Hi, Abel. Hi, Abel. This is Nidhi Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How can I help you?
I was actually calling. I left you a message earlier. When you were in your client dashboard, sometimes there'll be this pop-up box that'll say, like, if you wanted information on pay-per-lead, like Google Verified or on Yelp ads. And if you click on it, it's going to send a message that you're requesting information on that. So I just wanted to make sure that you didn't click on it by accident, or if you did want information regarding those programs.
Currently I'm running Google and Facebook ads, but I just wanted to see if I can connect the accounts. That way all the data can be transferred to the Local Splash.
Oh, okay. So you're running those on your own? You said the Google Ads and the Facebook?
Facebook, no, but Google and
Google
Yelp
Ads?
for sure.
Google
Google
and
and
Yelp.
Yelp.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad that I was able to talk with you then. Okay. So with the Yelp, right, you're currently running that. Am I correct?
Yelp, yes.
Okay. Let me look at something really quick. Because
Yelp and
I
Google.
know. Yeah, because I know that we do Yelp ads, right? But the thing is, for you to qualify for our promo, and I'm going to look at your Yelp page real quick, for you to qualify for the promotional rate, you have to not be running the Yelp ads for at least 6 months. Okay? So, I don't know if you would want to cancel and then you got to wait 6 months, right? Before
No.
You know what I mean? I don't think that
I
would
just
make
want to
sense.
get the data into the dashboard.
Yeah, that's the one thing, because you're running Yelp on your own, you wouldn't be able to transfer the data over. You know what I mean? Now, unfortunately, because when you run it through Yelp yourself, you're running it through their dashboard. So unless if you were running Yelp through our company, right, and we're managing your Yelp ads for you, then that's different. Then your data would show up there. Does that kind of make sense? Okay. The Google ads. You do have an option with Google ads. If you want us to run the Google ads, we can, and then that would show up in your dashboard. What are you allocating to the Google ads, if you don't mind me asking?
Once it hits 500, it just restarts and keeps
It
moving.
restarts. Okay, so like you're doing it at 500 a month, right? Is that what you're doing? Okay. So
No,
I like to always be, I'm sorry?
once it hits the budget,
It like cuts off, right?
and no, it continues.
It'll continue. Okay.
It's per click.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, because I know, like, let's say you wanted to run, I don't know, let's say you wanted us to run the $500 budget, right? What would happen is we take that 500. Now, I'm going to be straight up with you, okay? 25% of that is going to be our management fee, right? So that would be like 125. So if you minus that from 500, you actually have 375 that's going to your Google ads, right? Now, we manage them so that they're running throughout the month. So much is being allocated daily. I don't know if you have it set up like that.
What do you mean? Daily?
Yeah. Do you have it like you got 500, right? Do you have it where like in the 30 days it's allocating so much a day in the ads?
Yeah, I mean it's allocating a certain amount per
So
per
like
click.
$20 a day, or do you have it like set like that, where it's $20 a day is being allocated from your Google ads? So typically, like when we run them like that, right? But it's once your budget's done, it's not going to kind of keep replenishing it until the following month. Does that make sense? Unless if you told us otherwise, right? But we could manage them for you. How has it been since you've been managing them? Have you noticed like a change or a difference?
I mean, yeah, a lot of traffic, but right now it's the winter, so it's a bit slow.
Yeah. I'm looking at something else. When it comes to your concrete work, I'm going to ask you some questions, right? Because I want to see if you even qualify for this one program. Do you do like the basement and waterproofing, crawl space foundation, foundation drainage, anything with foundation, raising or installation?
Installation, yes, not raising.
Okay. What about slab foundation?
Yeah.
Okay, so those two, repairs and maintenance on foundation? Yeah. Okay. What about steel pier pilings?
Currently, no.
Okay, what about water and moisture control?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's basement waterproofing. I don't even know. We don't have basements in California. What about the crawl space foundation? Do you do any of those two? You do?
Yeah.
Okay. But just not like the raising, and you don't do the foundation drainage, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Abel, have you heard of Google Verified?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that program? It used to be called Google Guaranteed.
I don't think I'm currently running it.
Okay, you've never signed up for it, right?
I wouldn't be too sure. I don't think so.
You would have had to go through a background check, fill out an application.
I did.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
So that program is an excellent program, right? It's where you pay per lead, but the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call, and you don't share it with anyone. Do you remember how long ago you did it?
It was a while ago, yeah.
Like a long time ago?
2 years, 2 years at least.
Okay. So basically with the Google Verified, like when we set it up, we charge a $250 application fee, right? You fill out the application, submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Once you get approved, do you have access to your Google Business profile right now to see if you see the CID number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because if you can provide me, I can't even talk right now. If you have that CID number for the Google Verified, I can tell you right now if it's even active or where it left off.
Yeah, I can check. I just have to go into my Gmail and then open that
out?
Or?
Yeah, you would go into, I'll tell you how. How can you find the Google Verified CID number? Okay. It's going to be, no, I said Google Verified. Google's got so many different names for things. It's like, ay, ay, ay. Okay. Google Verified CID number. Okay, you should be able to go, you're going to open up into your Google Business profile. Let me type it as Google Guaranteed because they changed the names and then it's like, okay, so it says go to, there should be a portal. If you go to the main menu, it's saying to find your Google Guaranteed CID number, log into your account at ads.google.com local services.
Okay.
You might even be able to find it an easy way. Like if you go to your emails and type in like Google Guaranteed CID number, it might come up that way too.
I found it.
You found it? Okay. Yeah. Give me 1 second here. What is your CID number?
697.
Uh huh.
960-5797.
5797? Okay. Let me see. And you would have set it up yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see because my team could probably look. So if anything, if you did that 2 years ago, you're going to have to update like your insurance and your license, right? Because obviously that would mean that one of them expired already. What license do you have? Is it the C61 or with the D30 or is it the Class B?
C8. Just C8.
C8?
Yeah. C8 concrete.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the Foundation Pro and it says Class C with a C61, D30, C61, D06, C61, D51. Let me see if the team's able to even look right now. So you don't remember activating it at all?
I don't know, because, I mean, I have everything set up. I remember getting verified, like, them doing the background check and everything.
Yeah. Let me see if one of them can answer. At Bonnie. So business is a little slow right now?
December. Yeah.
Is that typical for you?
Yeah, in December it's pretty slow. It rains.
Do you ever, you don't ever do the videos like those concrete guys that do on YouTube now?
Not yet. I have to.
You know who I'm talking about with the GoPro on his head? I think it's called Victory. My husband watches those guys like every day.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Yeah, and the guy's like, come on, you guys. Oh, my gosh, it's hilarious. And then I'm like, I don't know how you guys do it. You got to be, like, super special at what you do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how he does it. Really crazy.
Two years ago, you said, right? Can we check? CID number. Let me send that. Let's see who answers me. Yeah, because if anything, like we could take over that for you, like take over the Google Verify. So basically just to kind of give you a rundown on how it works, right? So we're obviously going to need to update like your license, your insurance, right? Now, of course, once that gets done, then what we do is once it's ready to activate, we'll call you. Now, you obviously are going to still have to pay Google directly for the lead, but you would pay us the management fee on it. Let me see. I think someone answered me, I think. Okay. Ownership was transferred to this client. Oh, okay. Oh, no, that was someone else. Let me see. Okay, let me see if he answered me on the other one because I got like two different chats going on. All right, it looks like they're trying to look into it. So basically, you pay Google directly for the lead, and you would pay us a 25% management fee. Let me look at what the management fee would be for the lead. Now, remember, the leads, you don't share them with anyone. It's still a direct call. A qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, okay? That is considered a qualified lead. However, if you, let's say someone called you to, I don't know, sell you marketing or to see if you were hiring, that's unqualified. Okay. If they're calling you about a service that you do not offer, unqualified. And Google has an AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified leads. Okay. Also, though, we are monitoring it. So if we're seeing that one slip through the cracks, then we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf. Okay. To get that credit back to you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. And you said this was 2 years ago. You never activated it, right?
I might have activated it, but
I'm going to see. You went through the background check, but doesn't remember activating it. So basically what you would pay us for every lead is going to be $28.67. So again, you're paying Google directly for the leads, but then you're paying us for every lead $28.67 because that's our management fee. So we would be managing that Google business profile for you, managing the keywords, search terms. But again, you're paying Google directly, and then paying us for every lead that you receive would be $28.67. So your minimum, the minimum monthly budget to us would be $374, okay? And that's giving you, because we want you to start with a minimum of up to 13 leads in the month. So you pay us at $374, but basically it's $28.67 that's deducted from that for every lead that you receive. Does that make sense?
$28.67 goes to the Google Ads or?
No, Mijo, this is for the Google Verified. Now, if you want us to run the Google Ads, okay, we can. You just need to let us know what it is that you want to allocate to the Google Ads. So Google Ads is different from the Google Verified, right? So Google Ads that you're currently running now at $500 a month, we can still do $500 a month, but remember, we have a 25% management fee on that. So technically, if you're paying us the $500 every month, $125 of that is our management fee. So that means $375 is actually being allocated to your Google Ads that we're managing for you, right? And it would be allocated daily to run throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
What's Google Verified like? What does that even help with?
Google Verified, so that's what I was telling you. It's called Google Guaranteed, right? It used to be called that. That's one that you did the background check on, right?
Mm,
so, yeah, Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads, is when the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page and they have a check mark that says Google Verified. That is Google's pay-per-lead program where the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone. It is only sent to you. So for you to qualify for that program, right, part of the approval process is they do the background check going back 7 years to make sure you don't have felonies. And then they require for you to carry, it's one of these licenses, the C61 with the D51 specialty, the C61 with the D06, the C61 with the D30, or the Class B general contractor. You have to have one of those licenses and carry $1 million in general liability insurance. Okay? You have to submit that proof when you did your application. Right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay? Then when you got approved, like with us, once you get approved, like let's say you never did it at all. You started it fresh with us. Once you get approved, then we call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads. So like, let's say you never set up Google Verified, Google Guaranteed. Okay. Let's say you never set that up. What we charge, okay, to activate your leads, and this already includes our management fee. Okay. We always start you off with the minimum monthly budget to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, send me more leads. The minimum monthly budget is $1,495. That'll give you up to 13 leads in a month. So basically, your leads are $115. Now, if someone called you about a foundation raise, that's outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, that would be credited back. What's considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead. Okay? Google assigns a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not, but we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credit back. Okay. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah. You said 115 per lead.
Yeah. It's 115 per lead. But that's why I'm verifying with the team, like if you fully completed the whole process of getting approved for the Google Guaranteed program. Because you did this 2 years ago, right?
A while back, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even know, like, if you completed the whole process, if you did activate those leads, or what would have happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if you would have completed the process and you were approved, you're going to have to update your information on there, because obviously 2 years ago, I would assume that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would assume that your license, your insurance already expired.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm just clarifying with him. Because he says that we can certainly gain access to the account and help you with getting verified, activated, right, if needed. But, you know, that's once you would, like, if you decided to sign up with us to help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it'll be 115 per lead?
Well, so depending, if chances are, right, let me go back to this, because foundation is going to be high. I'm going to tell you that right now. Foundation Pro is always a high lead category. So going back to it, right, basically what you're paying to Google is probably around $86 per lead, but you're going to pay us $28.67 per lead. So because the 25%, we're going to charge you 25% management fee per lead, right? So let's say you got two leads that first month, right? You're paying Google directly for those leads at $86, but you would pay us $28.67 times two for the two leads, right, that you received in that month. Because we're going to be able to see how many leads you got, how many were qualified and were not, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking him a quick question. To view the leads in his client dashboard, let me ask if you know, your local Splash dashboard. Mm-hmm. Because I think it'd be easier, right, if you could see everything in the local Splash dashboard, correct?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, because I think that would make more sense. I just want to get clarification with him on that. I know if we're running your Google ads, because you would basically be paying us to run them, it's going to be in your dashboard. You're going to see all of that. I just want to get clarification on the Google guaranteed, Google verified program, that if we were to gain, if you give us access to it, you want to proceed with moving forward with us, there's going to be that $250 for us to go ahead and gain access, take over. But I want to make sure that if you're going to still be able to see, you know, the, if you're going to be able to see that in the client dashboard. How far are you typically traveling for new clients?
Like an hour.
About an hour? Okay. And you said you have the C8?
Yeah, that's the main concrete one.
Yeah, because it's funny because Google doesn't even put that on there, that the C8, they're not even asking for that one.
That's weird.
Yeah. You must have went under a different category, Milan. Do you have your local service ads open?
Yeah.
What category did you put?
Because
there's not a concrete category. No, is this like under general contractor or?
I don't see where it would tell me that.
Yeah, because if it was Foundation Pros, it couldn't have been that one then, because they're specific. They don't even ask for the C8. They want those other licenses, one of those other ones. Let me look at something. And it wouldn't be the landscaper, because you do retaining walls, outdoor steps, sod and seating. That would put you as a landscaper. That's not going to work for you.
It probably would.
Or under the general contractor.
Not general contractor right now.
No. Do you think under landscaper you might have put it? Let me look.
Maybe.
Let me see the landscaper, see what it says. Yeah, the landscaper wants a landscaping contractor or general builder contractor license. And you said you only carried the C8, right?
Yeah, C8 concrete.
Yeah, it couldn't have been that one then. Yeah, because even if I looked at general contractor's asking for the Class B.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right? And then, yeah, because the only other categories that would have anything concrete would be the landscaper, because the hardscape. And they're asking for a Class B or a C27.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if you would even qualify for that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you want us to take over the Google Ads?
Probably not right now. I'm not doing any work right now. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, like I said, if you can figure out what it was that you know what I mean, what they had qualified you for, just because I don't, or what they had approved you for, what category, I don't see which one it would have been, because even looking at the categories now, there's not even one for concrete.
Mm. Yeah, no worries.
Okay. So, when's a good time to follow back up with you, Abel?
For what?
I'm sorry?
For what?
No, well, I was just wondering if there was anything else that you needed assistance with, or was that it?
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, if anything changes, you know how to get in touch with us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I wish you all the best. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.